The pasuk says loy sechonim. It says lashon of loy sechonim. So we're going to dash in a few things from this pasuk. First, we say loy sechonim means loy titin lehem chaniya bekarka. You cannot give them any rest, any living quarters in the karka, which means any type of karka we cannot give them. That's one drasha. Samaria's question: Hai loy sechonim mi boyle? We need this pasuk for something else. This is what the Torah is teaching us. You're not going to give them any grace. You can't praise a guy. We'll soon see. That's the drasha. Loi sechonim means loi titein chein. Don't give them any grace. And Kandy Moore says, if so, if that was the only pshat in the pasuk, lei mekrua loi sechunim. Sechunim means lashon of chonim. Do not give them any grace. Do not praise them. My loy sechonim without the vav. Why is it choser loy sechonim? Shmamin atarti for two things. It also means loy titon lehem chaniya bekarka. Do not give them any type of life rest on the ground. Mean you cannot sell them ground of Eretz Yisrael. For the more still, the yakati mi boilei. We need it for another drusha. The yochi yamarachmona loy titon lehem matonas shachinam. You cannot give them a free present. You can't give a guy a present. We dashen also, loy sechonim means loy titei matnas chinam. Do not give him a free present. The Torah does not want us to be friendly with the goyim. Do not give him a present. We'll soon see if he works for you, or if you want to be chanefim, you give him a present in order that he'll do work good for you. That's okay. Like if you have a worker, have a mailman, or if somebody you want to give him a present, that's okay. Because by you giving him a present, he'll only work better, do better for you. Here we're talking about a guy that you do not know from Adams. You do not know him at all. It's time to go give him a present. That's an issa. Loi titein lehem matnas shochinam. So Mor says true, but him came if the only drush was just this. Lei mikro, the poster should have written loi sechinam, which been a drush of loi titein lehem matnas chinam. Mai again loi sechunam that's choser shemaimina kulo. From this one pasuk, we learn out all three halachas that you're not allowed to give a guy chani of the karka, you can't praise him, and you can't give him a maton. So Tosafot speaks out that even though this pasuk really lays the chonim, it's talking about the sheva amimim from the seven nations. And sometimes we say it's only applied to the seven nations, that there's a lav lays the chaya called neshama. You can't leave any of them alive, which only applies to the seven amimim and not to the other nations. Of course, we're allowed to have avodim kananim. You could buy from the other nations. So why don't we say Rosh Hashanah means only the seven nations? How do you know it means any guy? That's a swear. Since this does not make a difference from those seven nations or any guy, it's a swear here. It applies to all goyim. When the pasuk says Lo Yisachayah, do not keep them alive, it's only those. But the Vadai Becholana Kroy Ikatayim Rabba. For the Joshua's, it's a Svara. It only applies to the seven nations. For Lo Yitzchayek on the Shamalek Lukma B'Shar Umis. That they could work for us. So therefore, the same thing, Lo Yitzchating, that we can't marry them. That's only by the Sheven nations. But the other Goyim, if they're Magai, they become a Jew, then we are allowed to marry with them. But here, Avo Matnas Chinam, Rashi says, on the Sinas Chain, the Chaniya, Ein Shum Tam Lechalek, Ben Sharavik Chovim, Lezayin Amimim. There's no svar to make a difference. Therefore, the law applies to any guy. Any guy in Eretz Yisrael, we'll soon see if it's only in Eretz Yisrael or not. These other things of the Chura, only Chaniya Bekarka means Eretz Yisrael. But not to give him a free present, or not to give him a praise, applies any place. Yeah. Okay. Now the Gemara says you should know. Now Gemara says matnas chinam or matnas chinam gufa tanoihi. If you really darshan to say that it's also to give a guy a free present, it's a machlokes tanoim. It's not so simple. The Tanya learned like this. What? Here it's a machlokes. The Tanya learned like this. The pasuk says lo toichlu lo soichlu kol nevela, a nevela, an animal that dies without shchita, so it's a nevela. So it's also for a Jew to eat it. So the pasuk says, "La ger asheba sherecha titneno." So you give it for a present to a ger. This ger, Rashi says, means a ger toishev, a goy that was mekabel upon himself to keep the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. He's not a real Jew. He was not mizgayer. He only accepts upon himself to keep the sheva mitzvahs. Other place in Farshim say means mainly he is mekabel not to worship Avodah Zarah. That's all. He's still a guy, just he's not going to worship Avodah Zarah. So there's one difference to halacha, that there's a pasuk of v'chayimach applies by him. There's a mitzvah for a Jew to save his life. A regular guy, if they're dying, there's no mitzvah for us to save their life. But a ger toshav, we have a mitzvah to save his life. Meister, we do with us eva. But mikar adin, a regular guy, if he's not mekayim sheva mitzvahs ne'noyach, there's no mitzvah to save him. So the pasuk says you should give the nevela to this type of a ger. V'ochla, let him eat it. Oy, or else. Mochel anochri. The other answer is sell it to a guy. So far, ainly elo la ger benistinu ulodikachovim b'mechira. So far, what the pasuk means is, if you want to give it for a present only to a ger, he's a little bit better than a guy. He is makabel sheva mitzvahs. But to give it to a guy, it will be also, you can't give him a free present. Only selling to him, you have to sell it. You cannot give him a free present. Now, la ger b'mechira minayin. How do I know both ways? That if you want, you could even sell it to a ger. Talmud Loim, I can read the pasuk both ways. Titneno v'ochlo oy mocher. I'll read both of them back to ger. The pasuk says, kol nevel la ger ha-shem shvecha titneno v'yacholo oy mocher. Period. So oy mocher maybe goes back to ger also. That's one medashi. Now, le'avikichavim benesina. So far, if you read it the right way, oy mocher nochri, it means only to sell it to a guy. How do I know though? Oy mochel nochri benesina minayin. No, this is what you. Oy mochel period. Right now, lo avikachovim benesina minayin. How do I know that even to a guy, it's allowed to give it to him for a present? Talmud loymo we kedarshin titnena viochlo. Oy mochel nochri. You can read it both of them on the last part on the nochri that either a present or a sale. If so, if it comes out this drasha. This is the way Rabbi Yehuda dashins. That nimtza time it comes like you're telling me echod ger v'yechod avikachovim bein benesina bein b'mechira divrei Rabbi Meir. That really it's up to you. You have the choice. If you want, you can give it to a guy for present. If you want, you can sell it to him. If you want to a ger for present, if you want to this ger toishav, you give it. You can sell it to him. Both ways. So we'll soon see why it says the word oy in between. Now, so according to this pshat, it'll be permissible to give a guy a free present. You'll have to give him a matnas chinah. The pasuk is saying, you'll have to give your nevela to a guy. However, Rabbi Yehuda says no, devorim kichsovim. The pasuk means exactly the way it says it, and that's it. That means, lager benesino, to a ger, here we have a heta, and you're supposed to give it to him for a present. If you want to give it to a guy, it's only through a sale. You are not allowed to give it to him for a present. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Rosha. So our Rosha before, that we dashen leistachonim, to not give him a matnas chinim, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara explains, the Chura, Shap, become Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says very good, that this pasuk, we could read it both ways. So both the Nesin and the Mechira should go both on a ger and on a guy. Chura Meir is right. So Mar says no. For Rabbi Yehuda, Omalach, Rabbi Yehuda can answer back and say like this. That is, if you're going to think to say, Kidikom Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Meir says, that the pasuk means both ways. If so, Lichta Rachmona Titneno V'ochlo Omochor. Say either eat it, give it to him for present, or else sell it to him. Oy, what is the word oy doing in between? Oy lomeli. It says oy mochol anochri, which is mashma stop, or sell it to a guy. So shma mino ledvorm kichsavim hu diyasa. That the pasuk means exactly the way it says it. That to a ger is titneno viachola, to him give it to eat, and then oy, or else if you want to, the other choice is mochol anochri. So you have to sell it to a guy and not a present. Here the pasuk is teaching us to not give a guy a present. So Moriah says, how's Rabbi Meir answer back? Rabbi Meir, hahu liyakadume nesina diger lemechir v'davikachovim. The pasuk says, oh, you're just telling us the hakadama, what you do first, what the preference is. The preference is to give it to a present, to a ger, before you sell it to a guy. But that's only preference. But if you want to do either way, it's okay. The Mar says, Rabbi Yehuda, Kivon de ger, ata mitzubalach yesoi. The Pasuk says, Rashi says, v'chayimoch. This applies even to a ger toshav. So the mitzvah, he's dying to save him. We have a tzivu to save a ger toshav. but a Kenani regular guy. There's no mitzvah to save. We'll see the Gemara later. That's called marid. Ain maridim, but vein malim. That you're not allowed to throw a guy down to kill him, but you don't have to take him up to save him. We all do not mechuyim midiraisa to save a guy. It's only a question mishum eva. If you don't get yourself into fights, we save them today. But midiraisa, there's no mitzvah to save the guy. But a ger toshev, there is a mitzvah to save. If so, lahaktim letzor kro, Rabbi Yudol, I do not need a posse to tell me that a ger comes first. Pshita, I give it to a ger first. So what does the pasuk I mean? It means lechalik that dvarim kichsavim, that bedavka present to a ger and bedavka mechira to an akum.
Are you allowed to?
So now there are a few questions. First, we'll tell you this question. Comes out that according to Rabbi Yudah, like, what do we need this pasuk here for? What do we need the lechonim? We have this drush here. So Tzai says here, but lechonim is a lav. And over here it's only Nisar Asay. Here the Torah is only telling you what you do with the Nevela, sell it to a guy. That's only Nisar Asay. Therefore it says again, Leisachonim the Drosha teaches us even a lav. The Torah is asked for a question here, next to the third last Tosis. Rabbi Meir, Hayitzchak Lagdume. May says, need a post to teach us what comes first. V'im Toyma Torah asks, V'chiyim Yesh Liyodom Chayfas Limchor. First have something to sell. Like here, you have a Nevela, you want to sell it. So is it a svara yitnenu leger kodesh shemachrenu levi chovim? But they afilu liyisrola in the mitzvah akach. What kind of svara is this? That it's a svara you should give it away for a present first to a ger rather than selling it to a guy. Why? I want to make money on the deal. Even for a Jew, there's no mitzvah to give something away for a present. There's a mitzvah tzedakah, okay. But he gave already tzedakah. Now he has a car. There's no mitzvah to give it away for a present. If you have a car to sell, you're allowed to sell it to another Jew. So how come here the Torah is telling you a svara, you just saying a svara, I know if you have a choice, this nevela, either to sell it to a goy, or else to give it for a present to a ger, I know in svara you're supposed to give it to the ger for a present. What kind of svara is that, to give it for a present? You have a right to sell it, why should you make money? So the answer here is different. It's worth very, very small value, li Yisrael. Why? There weren't too many goyim. They couldn't get rid of it anyway. So most times they're using the veil for dog food. They didn't sell it anyway. Now, a ger, if you're going to give it to a ger, shava harbe kishar basa, it'll be worth a lot of money. So therefore, there's a svara to say that you should give it to the ger. Because here there's such a difference. By selling it to the guy, you make a few dollars, that's all. By giving the present to a ger, he'll mamash come out so rich, he'll have a whole animal. So it's a svara, you should give it to the ger here. So that's why here it's different. By regular Jew, if you have something that's valuable, you have a right to sell it. You're not mechuyev to give it for a present. Only over here that you could get the same thing. I mean, it's not the same thing. To the guy, you'd only get $10. By giving it to the ger, it's worth $100. Here it's a svara to give it to him. Right. So kids, it's the machlekes remain in Yehuda, but we the mice hold that leitita in lehem matne shachinim. It's also to give a goy a present, but again, it's only a goy that you do not know. You never met him. But a goy that we know that works for us, so then most of the time when we give him a present, the pshat is we want favors back from him. Then it's mut. That's not called a matne shachinim. If you expect to get something back from him, then it's permissible. Right. Yeah. Right. Dover Ach, another pshat was saying, Loi Sechonim means Loi Titim Lem Chain. You're not allowed to give Chain, you can't praise a guy. Zemor says, Mesar Le Rav. There's a proof to Rav. To Yom Rav, also Li Odom Sheyoymar, Kama No Avodas Kechovim. How pretty, how nice this guy is. It's also to say it. That's called Givni Amamat Nat Chain, a Chain. But my mates, I have a question on this. Is this true? Mais will soon say, Mais of Hashimam Gamliel. Shoya Gabi Mala Barabais. He was once at the top of the Harabais, top of the, by the base of Migdush. Vero Avoidus Kechov Machas. He saw one Goya, one lady there. Noi Biyaisa. Very beautiful. Omri said upon her, he said that Morabu Masecho Hashem, he praised Hashem, how great Hashem is for creating such a person. Another Maisa. We'll soon say. Viafra Bekiva, Ruah Eshes, to Nusfuras HaRosha. Rav Kiva also once saw the wife of this Rosha. What Rav Kiva did was like this. First rock he spat. Sachar, then he left. Obacha, then he cried. What's going on here? Rock wide he spit. Shoisa bo mitipas rucha. Like he knew where she came from Stam Zera. So for that he started to, he spit. As if there's no chashivas here. Sachar, then he started to live. And Rav Kiva always knew the future, what's going to happen. The Asida, the Megari, knew that she was going to become a Jew. She's going to become a Ger. And Vinosav Law, he's going to marry her. He knew, Rav Kiva knew he's going to marry her. But I call upon him right now, Bochi, he cried. Why? Dai Shufra, by Lo Yafra. Like this beautiful lady here, eventually she's going to die and go to the ground. So he started to cry for this beauty. So the Chura says, he's praising the beauty. And the Chura right now, she was a guy, a Goya. So how is that a praiser? We say now, Lesechonim, Latitan Lechain, you can't praise a guy. So my answer is, for Rav, I do Yehudaka Maida. I tell you, Rav, all he did was, he was Maida, he was praising Hashem. Where's the Maizbach with Rav?
Rabbi, it was Rabbi
Less Murray answers. Rav also is admitting to this, that Rav himself answers, that I do Yehudaka Maida, that what they were praising, they were praying like this.
The
Yom Amar.
And they were saying the truth.
More means they were praising Hashem. But soon say, like Mor says, the Yom Amar, like we just learned, the Yom Amar, we just learned. Haroya Briyos Toivis, this is Gemara and Brochus. If you see nice creations, nice Briyos, Oymer should say, Baruch Shekocha Baruch Be'alamai. He's also with a Brocha, Brocha to Hashem, Gemara Mechom, Shekocha Baruch Be'alamai. There's such a Brocha to praise Hashem for the creations that He made. The Baran Toista says, "Bishalmi yom afilu gomulno, susno, chamorno, oim abosh kochel abyalomai." However, the Maestro of Mishbura brings down that we do not say this bracha today, at least not with a shame malachus. Well, that's a little bit different. They would say Mishana Bria sometimes, if you see. But here's talking about a beauty one. There's two brachas. If you just see an abnormal, like an elephant once in 30 days, you make a different bracha. Here is so much, you saw camels, but now you see a beautiful one. Out of the beauty, Shabbai, you let him make a bracha, Shekocha Lev Yolomai. So Maisa, we don't make this bracha, it's not with a Shema Malchus. You could say, but without a Shema Malchus. But the Chura, the answer is that Widashtin Lestachinam Letin Lachem means you can't praise them. And now I say to them how beautiful they are. But to praise Hashem on this, that's permissible.
Well,
when
Rabbi Met
say, "Do you have the Kabbalah?" He's praising Hashem.
That would be all right.
Gemara asks the question though.
Can I suggest an answer?
Now, Gemara asks the question now. Lestakule Mishuri. How is Rav Shimon Gamliel or Rav Kiva allowed to look at Mistakul? So I'm not sure what the question is. Lestakule means stare. There's one thing just looking, there's one thing staring. We hold staring is also. Also, for Rashi and our sugya's mashma, even just looking is also. Now, ask the question of Lestakule, Kur means staring. How could they stare? Maybe to realize the beauty, you have to really stare. You can't just glance at one time. So, how was a mutter for them to stare at them? Mesa, I have a question. With Ashna Postik, when Nishmarta Mikol Dovara, watch yourself from anything bad. So, with Ashin, it means Shlo Yestakul Adam Bishano. A man is not going to look at a pretty lady. Fiafilu Pnuya. Even a lady that's not married. And Beishishish, if she's married, Tafilim Chweris. Even if she's ugly, you can't look at her. If she's a Penuya, only if she's beautiful, then you start to think about her. But if she's married, even an ugly one is also too. And also, Vulay the Big Day Tseva Shalisha. Now look at our beautiful dress. Yeah, and Vulay the Chamor.